Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting second. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Batting third. The second baseman, Larvell Blanks. Batting fourth. The DH, Rico Cardi. Batting fifth. The left fielder, George Hendrick. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Charlie Spikes. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting ninth. The catcher, Ray Fosse. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jackie Brown. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Denny Doyle. Batting second. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting third. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fifth. The DH, Jim Rice. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Steve Dillard. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Rick Jones. And now, play ball. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Manning. The throw from Fisk and he is out, Doyle applying the tag. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is called out on strikes. Two outs. Larvell Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a fly ball into right field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Doyle moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doyle scores. Lynn moves to second. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lynn moves to third. Yastrzemski moves to second. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a line drive into left field. Hendrick picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hendrick. Lynn scores. Yastrzemski scores. Rice moves to third. Cooper moves to second. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is hit by the pitch. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it, throws to home for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi hits a line drive into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillard fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillard juggles the ball. That's an error on Dillard. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. Two runs are unearned. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Doyle takes first base on ball 4. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doyle moves to second. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blanks fields it and throws to second for the out. Doyle moves to third. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lynn. The throw from Fossey and he is safe. Lynn steals second. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rice is hit by the pitch. Doyle scores. Lynn moves to third. Yastrzemski moves to second. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Jim Kern now pitching. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Cooper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lynn scores. Yastrzemski scores. Rice moves to second. It's 6-2, Red Sox. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Evans strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Manning hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Fisk fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-1 in the game. Duffy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Duffy reaches second base with a double. Manning moves to third. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 0-for-1 in the game. Blanks hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jones fields it and has Manning trapped. Jones throws to third, and Dillard tags Manning for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardi hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillard fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-1 in the game. Burleson hits a line drive into left field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 0-for-1 in the game. Dillard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Doyle hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Doyle for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0-for-1 in the game. Hendrick hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0-for-1 in the game. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillard fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. Powell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bell moves to second. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fosse takes first base on ball 4. Bell moves to third. Powell moves to second. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fisk strikes out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Lynn hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fosse settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Duffy hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fisk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 0-for-2 in the game. Blanks hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-3, Red Sox. Rico Carty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carty is 0-for-2 in the game. Carty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0-for-2 in the game. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Jones, and towards Doyle, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Rice strikes out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got four RBIs. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kern fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-2 in the game. Burleson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Evans moves to third. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 0-for-2 in the game. Dillard hits a fly ball into right field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0-for-2 in the game. Spikes takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cooper settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Cooper. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Spikes moves to second. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Spikes moves to third. Bell moves to second. Jim Willoughby now pitching. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fosse hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson fields it and throws to home to get Spikes. Bell moves to third. Powell moves to second. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Manning takes first base on ball 4. Bell scores. Powell moves to third. Fosse moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-4, Red Sox. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Duffy hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Doyle catches it and throws to second with Burleson covering, to double up Fosse. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Doyle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Doyle. The throw from Fosse and he is out, Duffy applying the tag. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fisk is called out on strikes. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-3 in the game. Lynn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Blanks hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Blanks reaches second base with a double. Rico Carty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carty is 0-for-3 in the game. Carty hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's Indians, 6, Red Sox, 6. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0-for-3 in the game. Hendrick hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Willoughby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Blanks reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got four RBIs. Cooper hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Evans hits a fly ball into left field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 6. The Indians will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Powell hits a line drive into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fosse hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Murphy now pitching. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. John Lowenstein pinch hits for Frank Duffy. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Manning. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Manning steals second. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is walked intentionally. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Blanks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Manning scores. Lowenstein moves to third. Blanks moves to second. It's 7-6, Indians. Rico Carty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carty is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Carty hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper now playing second base. Larval Blanks now playing shortstop. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Burleson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rick Miller pinch hits for Steve Dillard. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller bunts in front of the plate. Fossey fields it and throws to first for the out. Burleson moves to second. One out. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Doyle hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops it up and throws to first, with Kern covering, for the out. Burleson moves to third. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Fisk takes first base on ball 4. Dave LaRoche now pitching. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fisk. The throw from Fossey and he is safe. Fisk steals second. Doug Griffin pinch runs for Carlton Fisk. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lynn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 6. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Montgomery now catching. Rico Petrocelli now playing third base. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0-for-4 in the game. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hendrick for the out. One out. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Spikes hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski strikes out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Rice is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bobby Darwin pinch hits for Cecil Cooper. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Boston Red Sox, 6. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.